In Washington, D.C. this week, the public school system, the Department of Corrections, and city government are caught up in an ugly furor. This controversy erupted when some middle school children reported being strip-searched during a tour of the city jail. Now other D.C. students have stepped forward saying they were also strip-searched and abused during similar tours. Three school employees, including the middle school principal, have been placed on leave. Four corrections department officials, including the warden, have been fired, and the city is facing expensive lawsuits, NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Tours of the city jail are commonplace in D.C., sometimes with visiting dignitaries or tourists, other times with local students. But according to attorney Wayne Cohen, on April 12th, a tour for students from a D.C. high school went terribly wrong. This is the way Cohen describes what happened to one of his clients.
There was 8 to 9 boys who held down one of our clients on his ankles, his torso, and his waist. They stripped off his shoes. They threw him into a cell for 30 to 45 minutes. He then got out of the cell. And they told him to strip down. He stripped to everything but his boxers. They then said, that's not good enough, remove your boxers. There were inmates who were watching. He removed his boxers and placed his hands in front of his genitals. They said, nope, that's not good enough. Grab your ankles, bend over, squat, and cough.
The alleged incident is under investigation, as are two others involving middle school students. Both school and correction officials acknowledge strip searches occurred in at least one case. On May 17th, a group of middle school boys who had been having behavioral problems were taken to the jail by a teacher who thought they needed to see what life would be like in prison. Odie Washington, head of the Department of Correction, says he was stunned when he heard what happened.
I cannot believe that we would subject children to a strip search. I've been in this business now for over 30 years, visited jails and prisons all over the country. I've never heard of students being strip searched. I will ensure that it never happens in this department again.
Washington calls the May 17th incident an aberration. He has discontinued tours of the D.C. jail by middle school students, but he defends the program, which gives students the experience of prison.
We want them to understand that this is a place where you really lose your freedoms when you misbehave and violate the law. We want kids to understand that. This is part civic lesson and also part reality for a lot of our kids at risk.
Dr. Stephen Selesnow, chief of staff of the D.C. Public Schools, says the school system has ended all tours of correctional facilities. The tours may have started as civic lessons, says Selesnow, but in some cases, they have become something quite different.
The motivation behind some of these tours, as we're learning, was to scare children and to say, this is not where you want to end up, as opposed to, this is the criminal justice system, and here's how it works, and these are the institutions that form it.
The idea that kids might change the way they behave by exposure to the tough realities of prison was popularized in the late 70s by the movie Scared Straight, which documented a confrontation between prisoners and students in a New Jersey prison. Since then, as parents, teachers, and law enforcement agencies search for ways to deter kids from crime, Get Tough programs have flourished. But research shows such an approach is not effective, according to Paul Kingery, director of the Hamilton Fish Institute on School and Community Violence.
The work that's been done on this in general, on scare tactics, tends to say that children tune out if the information is too emotionally frightening.
Kingery believes that for students who were subjected to strip searches in the D.C. jail, the effect will be devastating.
These children will be negatively affected by the entire experience. It was a dehumanizing experience. It probably gave them a very negative perception of the police, that they suffered a punishment for crimes that were not deserving of that.
The FBI is looking into possible civil rights violations, which could lead to criminal charges. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.